The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go through some in more detail. We're going to look in more detail at some of the structures of the brain that we've just covered in sort of an overview kind of a way. So I want to start with the cerebrum, and there's a couple pictures that will be helpful to you for this. The first is the brain in lateral view, which has a photograph of a brain from the side, and then it also has a drawing of the brain from the side and then a sagittal section looking at the brain if you were to slice in between the two hemispheres and look at it from the side that way. Another part or picture that can be helpful is called motor and sensory regulation of the cerebral cortex, and it's a drawing with some color coding. You can see a lot of different colors. These colors are not going to refer to those different developmental or evolutionary parts of the brain that I was talking about earlier. These are going to refer to different functions of the neurons that are located in those particular parts of the cerebral cortex. So different functions have been mapped out on the cerebral cortex, both by studying people who have had injuries to different parts of the cortex and by other types of experiments and so on. Another picture that will be helpful is hemisphere lateralization, which is a drawing, again, of some of the parts of the some of the areas that we've identified in terms of what they do for the brain. And again, this is a part of neuroscience that is still expanding very quickly. So what we know about which parts of the cerebral cortex control what kinds of function is changing all the time. So expect there to be changes and new information.